Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, I'm going to read verses 10 through 14. Therefore, I write these things, being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness, according to the power which the Lord hath given me, to edification and not to destruction. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss, and all the saints salute you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, now listen to this, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. There is much being said in our nation today about unity. I am for unity, but I am against unification. Let me warn you, liberals want unification, but God wants unity. There is a vast difference in these two words. The word unity is the word communion, or we would use the word symphony. The Greek word there literally means symphony. It means two or more different things in agreement, but they live in harmony. They're playing different parts, but they work together to make one beautiful song. The word unification is a word that means blending everything into one. One or the same. God wants us to live in harmony. He does not want us to be a bunch of robots that are all doing the same thing. The liberalism of today wants everyone equal or unificationed, with the intent that we all have to be the same, economically, gender, educationally, etc., etc. Liberalism wants unification. This is a page right out of the handbook of Nazism and Communism. Oh, we've called it something else. We now call it in our public school systems socialism, to where everyone is supposed to be the same. Our forefathers never intended sameness, but they did want everyone to have equal opportunity to earn a living, not be given one, to have justice and protection, and have equal freedoms. There's a huge difference in unity and unification. A good orchestra may have many, many, many different types of instruments that play different notes at the same time, but they all chord together. They all tune up to one instrument so that they're in tune. Even though they're playing different notes, it makes a beautiful song. This is unity. Unification would be all of those different instruments playing the exact same note at the same time. There would be no harmony. It would just be one note played by all instruments. God tells us that He wants us in communion or in unity with the Holy Spirit. This does not mean that we're all mind-numb robots walking around pre-programmed by God. He needs and wants our different personalities like harmony in a symphony. We humans tend to want everyone and everything to be exactly the same. Let me describe it this way. The Holy Spirit is the tuning fork or the piano to which all instruments are to be tuned. We all play different notes of the same song to have great harmony. We're not playing different songs at the same time. The Holy Spirit uses the Bible as the conductor score while we all play our part with the same song with different instruments. Even some of the same instruments may play different parts. When Christians get off and teach wrong doctrine and use wrong Bibles and use unbiblical methods, they're not adding harmony, they're playing different songs. And if we don't live within the confines of the Bible, we cannot follow the Holy Spirit because He is the one that has the conductor score and He is the one that has to keep us in unity. Let me give you several thoughts very quickly here. Number one, the early church had all things in common. Acts 2, 44 through 46, Acts 4, 32. This does not mean everyone sold all they had and lived out of one pot like one giant commune. This is means they gave, and when they gave to the church was able to help those in need as they had need. This was not community welfare. The church was never designed to be a welfare program. The church is not to pay everyone's bills. They're there to help those in the church. It was not the outreach to feed the poor in the community necessarily. It was there to help the people in the church. You cannot go to a different bank and get money out of your account. Church is not a supplement to community welfare. Number two, the Holy Spirit brings fellowship because of us all being in tune. Christians yielded to the Holy Spirit have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. This allows us to be able to be in tune with each other. That's why we have to be in agreement about the King James Bible being the Word of God. It allows us to be in agreement. Soul winning gives us something to be in common or in agreement about. Singing the same songs the right way gives us something to be in common about. Lifting the fallen and those who are hurt gives us something to be in common about. This allows us to have things in common or in communion with one another. This allows us to have unity with other Christians and other like-minded Christians. Recently, my wife and I were in Hawaii for our 35th wedding anniversary. We were in church on the Sunday morning that we were there. And it's amazing how we could be 6,000 miles from home, but still have things in common with people in church because we gathered around the right Bible, the right truth, the right songs, done the right way. When we walk in the same light, we have something in common or we are in communion. Number three, we should stop often and tune ourselves to the Holy Spirit. I believe we ought to tune many times a day. I played trumpet for many, many years. When I was in band class, every day we had band, first thing we did was tune. That ought to be true with us with the Holy Spirit every day. We ought to get our lives in tune. This will help us as we read our Bible and walk with God. This will help us stay in tune with our spouse and our children and those with whom we work. This will help us stay in tune with the church and the preacher. This will help us stay in tune with other Christians. This will help us stay in tune with everything that we're supposed to do. Remember, we're not to get in tune with each other. We're to get in tune with the Holy Spirit. And this will help us stay in tune with the right people. You know, maybe we ought to understand that God wants us to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.